Now it's time. Time to get your mind moving, reach for your dreams, and find happiness and success in your life. Welcome to The Mindset Man. And here is your host, The Mindset Man himself, Todd Raddis.
Welcome to The Mindset Man. This is our first episode, so I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. And some of you may be here simply because you want to know what the show's about and where we're going to go with it. So you probably want to know a little bit about me. Again, my name's Todd Raddis. I am the Mindset Man. And I have that title because that's what I do. I'm a coach. And in my coaching business, I coach in life, success, and business. And I do it all from a perspective that the first thing people need to do is straighten out the way they think about what they're doing and to create mindsets that will create success in their lives. So I'm a number one selling author. I have a book called Your Three Horses. It's about using your desires, your passion, and your persistence to achieve success. And what the book really is it's a philosophy of life. So the subtitle on the book is Applying a New Life's Philosophy, because that's really what we need to do with our lives. And mindset comes right down to the basics of where we get our philosophies in life and how we strive to achieve the things that we want in life. If you don't have the proper mindset, if your mind isn't straight, then nothing else in your life is going to be straight. And that's a fact, and that's provable. Look around at the people that you know. If you start by paying attention to these people around you, you'll see that people who are constantly angry always have things to be angry about. And people who are unhappy will always find things to be unhappy about. And that's a mindset issue. If then you get around people who are happy all the time, it's because they're seeking in their lives the things that make them happy. This is just the basic mindset of bringing happiness into your life. You have to get unhappiness out. And the first thing you do to start getting unhappiness out of your life is to stop seeking things that make you unhappy and start seeking things that make you happy. While that sounds very simplistic, it's a little bit harder to do than you might think, especially if you're stuck into a mental habit. And that's something else that you need to pay attention to is your habits. What is it that you're doing that is creating these mental habits in your life that are actually destructive towards your goals? Now you understand a little bit about the importance of mindset. Is your mindset controls your environment, it controls your feelings, it controls your success, it controls your happiness. It does all that for you. Now let's get started and start to talk about mindset itself and why it's so important. Your mindset is what you believe and how you react to those beliefs. So when you have a positive mindset, you have a positive attitude. You have a positive outlook on life. So that would be a positive mindset. You can also have a positive mindset in combination with a money mindset. You can have a mindset that's geared towards making more money. On the flip side of that, you could have a mindset that's a defeatist mindset. You could embrace excuses, so you would have a mindset of excuses. So the goal of the show is to bring you people, and I'll do solo shows also, that you'll be able to learn more about how to control your own mindset, see how other people have controlled theirs, and how critical it is to have a good mindset to reach your goals and dreams. Sometimes we just need a good mindset to get through adversity. But in any case, how we think about things and how we believe they're going to affect our lives is what's going to happen. And that's known as the law of attraction. Your mindset is key on what you attract into your life. And what I'm hoping to do with this show is to bring you along on a little bit of a journey while at the same time giving you the tools that you need to change your own mindset. A lot of people are completely unaware of how important mindset is. An example, you know that if you get around somebody who brings a lot of drama into their life, you're going to have a lot of drama in your life. And you're going to probably end up, if you surround yourself with people who embrace drama and love it, you're going to end up being a drama king or queen also. And that's one of the problems that a lot of people don't realize. The law of attraction brings us both the good and the bad. So if we're focused on all the drama in other people's lives, we're going to create drama in our lives, and drama is a distraction. The same thing goes for excuses. If you're constantly embracing everyone else's excuses, you're going to accept your own. And when you start accepting your own excuses for everything that goes wrong in your life, you're going to become bound by your beliefs, and you're going to believe that everyone else is in control of your life. Having a positive mindset about your own life is key in creating success in your life. Your mindset is everything. It really, really is. And the reason I'm going to be interviewing so many successful people is to show you that their mindsets all went through transformations. Every person I'll have on this show and every person I've met who's successful in many different ways has had to go through these changes of mindset. They've had to change the way they think about things before they could change their lives. And that's why mindset is so important. Mindset is the root of everything that happens to you and everything that you do in your life. It all starts between your ears. It all starts in your mind first. Now, we're going to be interviewing a lot of people. And as we interview these people, listening to this episode is going to be important because I'm going to give you some keys to pay attention when we do these interviews. You're going to find out that their mindsets change all the time. They may not consider it mindset. When you really pay attention, what they did is they changed the way they thought about something, and then they did it. And I can say that with confidence because I know from experience and the people that I surround myself with that they change their mindsets first before anything else changes in their lives. And if you don't have the perspective of self, then it's going to be hard to recognize what you're doing. Once you've created the mental habits that we mentioned a minute ago, you start to realize that these mental habits prevent you from seeing what you're doing that's holding you back. And that's where people like me come in and this show. You can find a means of doing that self-evaluation that allows you to start changing your mindset. And it can be very difficult. And that's why there's a need for coaches out there. And that's also when you start talking to people who are very wealthy or very successful, all of them have mentors and coaches. All of them, everyone that I know has somebody that helps them along the way. And that help is almost always going to be towards some type of mindset change. Either you're going to have to change the way you're doing business, or you're going to have to change the way you're thinking. It all comes down to your own mindset and your ability to accept those changes and move forward with them. And this leads us to another section of mindset that's extremely important. We coaches, and you'll hear a lot of people say this, it's called your limiting beliefs. It's the thing that you believe in that limits you. And those things that limit you are the things that are going to stop you from moving forward and getting done what you want to get done. For instance, if you don't believe you're capable of owning and running a business or learning the skills that it takes to do that, then guess what? I will guarantee you will not be able to learn the skills to run a business because that is what you believe. And that's a limiting belief. And coaches love to latch on to limiting beliefs and point those out to you because they know that those limiting beliefs are the things that are stopping you from moving forward. What we hope to do here with the show is to interview people who are going to eliminate those limiting beliefs through example. They're going to be people who have faced adversity, have faced challenges, and have gotten through them. And here's the great part. They're not much different than you. They're just different people. We all go through these holdups, these things that keep us from becoming what we want to become, and they're always related to mindset or limiting beliefs or embracing excuses, all these negative things that people do in their lives. Excuses are poison to your dreams. They really are. We live in a society that loves to make victims out of everybody. And when you have a victim mentality, you believe that it's somebody else's fault that you're not successful or that you're not living your life the way you want to, then you're giving yourself a reason to not try in the first place or to fail when you do try or when things get difficult. Oh, it's somebody else's fault or something else's fault. Society's to blame for everything. If you learn anything from this episode, I believe that's the lesson you want to learn. You want to learn that no one else is at fault for where you're at except for you. And it doesn't matter what's happened to you. It's how you reacted to what happens to you that is either limiting you or skyrocketing you. And almost every great person has faced some kind of adversity or has had something horrible happen in their lives, but they just didn't let that stop them. And I'm not saying these things aren't terrible, but I'm saying how you react to them can destroy you. And that's what we don't want. We don't want people destroyed because a tragic event happened in their life. We want to empower them from those events, not destroy them. So I'm dead set against embracing excuses for reasons that we aren't successful ourselves or we're not happy and we start blaming other people or other situations or other circumstances. We're just making an excuse to not do it or to fail or to be depressed or embrace depression or whatever it is. And I speak from firsthand experience. I could have blamed the service for everything that happened in the service, but guess what? I'm the one who signed on the dotted line. I'm the one who volunteered to go in. And that's what the military does. And if you're not willing to accept that, that you're the one who signed on the dotted line, you're the one who has to take the responsibility for having gone in the service in the first place. Now, if there's a draft in effect, that's a lot different. That's even worse because you might be going into a situation you didn't want to go into, but you're still going to have to deal with that when you get out. And everyone has events and things that happen in their life that they're not in control of. And when those things happen, it's a person or an event is creating an obstacle, and it's up to you to challenge yourself to get through that obstacle, to beat it, to be the one who excels beyond what happened. And in any case, it's all up to you and you alone whether you're going to be able to get through these things. And that's where mindset comes in, because almost every single thing that stops us from moving forward is going to be created by us. There's actually, if you think about it, very few events in your life that are going to be created by other people. Most of your life is going to be controlled by you. And the things that aren't are only obstacles for you to learn how to overcome. And the more obstacles and the more difficult of the challenges you face, the better the mindset you're going to have to overcome those setbacks and challenges. So that was why when I started calling people to create an interview list, I wanted to create one with some people who have overcome massive challenges. So some of the first episodes are going to be people who had things happen in their lives that either they were responsible for, they weren't responsible for. It doesn't really matter. They learned how to overcome it. And again, when you're listening to these interviews, you're going to want to pay attention to how they changed the way they thought, and then they overcame their situation and then excelled beyond that. My greatest hope for this show is that everyone listening will get something from every episode. There's going to be nuggets in there that everyone can use. But I really hope that I'll put together some episodes that truly resonate with you. Somebody who is facing a challenge that is to the level of the challenges in your life or beyond them, and that you can feel inspired to move forward and change your life in a positive way. Another theme that you're going to probably find in this show quite regularly is going to be the toxic people in your life or the negative people in your life who change the way that you feel about things, or they take your power away from you with constant criticism or saying that you can't do things. And you're going to hear that fairly early in some of these episodes. One of the major things that we need to do to change our lives is to get the toxicity out of our lives, to get people out who tell us no. If you bring an idea to somebody who has never done it, they're going to have an ingrained fear because they don't understand it, and they're going to tell you that what you're doing is dangerous or it's not going to work. And that's something that you're going to find repeatedly in these shows. There are going to be people who will tell you they had to create new associations in their lives. And associations are extremely important, from your coaches and your mentors to the people that you hang out with. The top five people in your life are who you become. So if you hang out with five smokers, you're probably going to end up being a smoker. If you hang out with five criminals, you're probably going to end up being a criminal. This is true in every aspect of your life. And sometimes we have to deal with certain people who are negative, family members and so on. Now, when you're dealing with people who are negative, you have to create the mental attitude and the mindset that you're not going to listen to these people. you're not going to embrace their ideas. You instead are going to just nod your head and say, thank you very much for your opinion, and I'll take it into consideration. However you're going to word it yourself. But that has to be not just something you say, it has to be something you believe. It has to come from deep inside. You have to know that when someone starts poo-pooing an idea that you have, that you probably don't want to tell that person about the idea or what you're doing. Seek somebody out who's going to be supportive and go, I've never done that before, but it sounds like a great idea. Because one of the keys to being successful in entrepreneurship is to have something that solves a problem. And when you can solve somebody else's problem, you've got a business. And you're going to hear that repeatedly too. We need to solve other people's problems. We need to help others. And my entire business is based on solving other people's problems. It doesn't solve any of my problems. Being a coach doesn't solve any of the problems in my life. But I have to put my own philosophies to work so that I can solve my own problems. And then I have coaches and mentors who help me solve those problems. The really amazing thing is my coaches and mentors and I myself don't actually solve your problem. You solve it yourself. They just give me tools to solve my problems, and that's what I'm trying to do here, is to give you tools to help you solve your problems. And once you have those tools and you start applying them, you're going to find that your life changes rapidly. It does change, you know, in a progression, but those changes, the more you practice the proper mindsets, the faster your life changes. And if you pick up a copy of my book and you read the foreword that's written by my coach, you're going to find out that it does work. And I'm not sitting here blowing smoke at you. I'm telling you the truth. You can change your life quickly. We're talking a couple of years at the most, and you've got a whole new life. And that's how things work. And that's the rules. Those are the rules. You have to change the way you think first before you can change your life. So I'm here to help you. And my guests are coming on with the same goals. These people all believe in the same types of philosophies that I believe. While we may have different methods and means of reaching those goals, we're still shooting for our goals and we're still helping support one another in a way that's positive and allows each of us to be successful. So in them helping me be successful, they become successful. And me helping you become successful, I become successful. And it's an interesting way of looking at things, and it's also overlooked repeatedly. You don't hear people talking about this very often, and that's why I felt there was a need for this show. I felt that we had to get out and start giving people some of these basic tools to help them understand that the way they think is the way their life is right now. Your life is right where it's supposed to be because that's what you're asking for through your thoughts. And those thoughts create your actions, and those actions create your outcome. So positive thoughts and beliefs create positive outcomes. Negative thoughts and beliefs create negative outcomes. While it seems like common sense, you have to understand that this is why you're where you're at. It's your beliefs. It's your mindset. Those are the things that got you to where you're at. And if you got to the top and you're falling down, I'll guarantee a coach can help you get your mindset straightened back out and keep you at the top. That's going to bring us to our last topic today before we close the show. And that's what you believe success is. I don't care what anybody else believes success is. If you're getting on a coaching call with me, some of the first things I'm going to ask you is, what do you believe success is? And what are you doing to achieve that success? Success is not necessarily money. That might be somebody else's version of success, but if it's not yours, then you don't need to worry about what that person thinks. You want to find somebody who supports the philosophies of success, which don't dictate what success is, just how to achieve it. And again, we get back into our mindsets. It starts in your head. Whatever you believe, you can achieve. Your beliefs control your outcomes. And that's what your mindset does for you. It creates your beliefs and it creates your outcomes. So once you've defined success, then you can start moving forward towards it. So this has been a great show. I'm glad that you took the time to listen to the show. I'm really hoping that this show will change your life. and that you will start moving forward towards your goals, your version of success, and you having a happy life, because that's what this show is all about. So on the next episode, we're going to be interviewing an amazing woman. Her name's Cynthia Murphy. She has a craniofacial problem, and she's lived her entire life with it. She's faced adversities like no other person that I know, and she got through them and now has a successful business, a successful marriage, and she's happy. So I really would like you to, if you could tune in and listen to her story and see how she got to where she's at and what she believes were the keys to her finding her success and her happiness in her life. So thank you for listening to the first episode of The Mindset Man, and I look forward to seeing you the next time.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of The Mindset Man. We greatly appreciate you have taken the time to be with us today. You will be what you believe you will be. You will find the show at toddradis.com or inspirednewsradio.com. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.